Good afternoon. Rain continues to overspread all of interior New York and New England, and it's falling steadily and even heavily at times in some spots as a deepening storm tracks through the northern Appalachians and into the eastern Great Lakes. On this track, an increasing easterly wind flow will develop and produce wind gusts above 1,500 feet, exceeding 40 or even 50 miles per hour. At lower elevations, wind speeds will not reach these levels, but could still gust over 20 to as much as 40 miles per hour through the afternoon. Wind energy associated with the transport of subtropical moisture will generate some stronger showers and perhaps even some thunderstorms, which could be strong to even severe with even higher wind gusts through the afternoon. This is most likely to occur in southernmost New York and New England. High temperatures with this storm system will be above seasonal averages despite the clouds and rain and reach into the lower to mid-50s for daytime highs. The steady rain will continue into the evening, even the chance of a few thunderstorms, especially in southern New York and New England. Then the steadiest precipitation will wind down as the storm wraps up into southeastern Canada. A cold front will sweep through the region and drier air will begin to work its way in during the overnight period. It'll remain mild with a west breeze and scattered showers overnight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. The upper level disturbance associated with this system will linger overhead during the day on Tuesday. It'll be breezy and turning cooler with early day highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then temperatures will drop back during the afternoon hours with mostly cloudy skies. The showers will depart on Tuesday night, leaving us with partly sunny skies and much cooler air on Wednesday. Highs will be back down towards seasonal averages in the lower 40s and back to mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control in the mid-40s on Thursday. Friday looks like it will stay dry with highs in the mid-40s before the next system approaches for the weekend. We'll look for a chance of rain and snow showers for both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same area of low pressure over the southeast will strengthen today and tomorrow as it tracks up the spine of the Appalachians. Deep moisture transported by the storm out of the Gulf of Mexico will lead to moderate to heavy rain, as well as scattered severe thunderstorms for a large swath of the East Coast. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms is in effect for parts of southeastern Virginia into coastal North Carolina into this afternoon, according to the Storm Prediction Center. Conditions will favor locally damaging winds and the possibility for a couple of tornadoes. Meanwhile, high pressure building over the upper Great Lakes, paired with the continued strengthening of the mid-latitude storm in the east, will lead to heavy snow over parts of the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians over the next 2 days. A trailing cold front is forecast to sweep through the Midwest and drop temperatures even further before the storm system streams moisture into the region. Lake effect enhancement may lead to an increased chance for heavy snow downwind of Lake Erie, where winter storm watches are in effect. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy and windy with rain and a thunderstorm in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1933. And the record low, 10 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain moving in today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with more rain and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, Also for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain tonight in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with more rain and a thunderstorm possible in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy in the hills and mountains with rain heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with more rain and a thunderstorm possible, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers likely, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 50s. Partly sunny, lower 40s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny in the mid-40s on Thursday. Mix of sun and clouds on Friday in the mid-40s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers Saturday and Sunday in the lower to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.